Our musical notes guest this week is Bob Hilton. And Bob, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad that you're here to tell us the secret behind your songs. First of all, how long have you been a musician?
In what sense is it?
I guess in the sense of where, from the moment you knew this is something I really want to do until the present.
Forever. Yeah. Forever. Yeah. I don't think it's, yeah. Forever. My mom plays piano a little bit and sort of reads music and stuff, but that's about it. My brother plays guitar. So
yeah.
My brother and I, he has, and when we were younger, I played drums and he played guitar, and we had a little punk rock band. That was a good time.
When you're putting a song together, what's that process like?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't have a particular way, I guess, you know. Most of my music comes when I'm doing something else, taking a shower, cooking, driving is a big one, and often I'll just have something in my head and I hear a complete entity, I don't know how to call it.
Yeah.
And then I try my best to catch that, I guess.
That is so cool. That's what happened with Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good then.
Yeah.
I'm in good company.
You rock, Bob.
Yeah, I'm lucky.
Yeah. Phew, there it is. Then what?
If I'm not near music, if I'm not, like if I'm driving or something, I'll try and just keep focused on that. And then I will, when I grab an instrument, I will do my best to find all the pieces that I can. You know, it's, I can usually hear a whole thing, but it's like, if it was through some kind of filter, you know, or something where you're trying to just decipher what's going on. And then if I have one instrument, I can play all the parts I hear and just sort of like work them out, and then hopefully I get a chance to, if I can go that far with it, then I can go and try and record all the parts. I play all the instruments usually that I hear, so I, you know, I can usually make them, but it's a slow process for me, I think, you know.
Right. You were trying to describe it and I'm trying to grasp it, because I picture like a picture, there's all kinds of, there's colors except there's sounds, and
yeah. It is a lot like looking at, if you could imagine looking at like a picture, but you can only like focus and like really, like if you're looking at a painting up close with binoculars, you know, you can only see like these like whatever you're kind of focusing on, but it's everything is around it and you're aware that there's a whole song or whatever, but you only can focus on bits at a time, I guess.
So now you've separated all of the parts from all that, then what?
That's the hard part. And then I call that like the follow through phase, right? Where I have to, if I don't hear words, I have to find out something to put. Sometimes I like instrumental music, but actually I kind of don't like instrumental. Well, that's hard to say, but when I make music, I want to have words, but I never hear words, you know, I have to, so sometimes I'll just say anything if it fits.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will, I don't know, or sometimes I'll try to, like, write words and then see if I can get that to somehow fit into something I've already made, and sometimes I just, like, I have a lot of music right now that I'm making that is, I call it incomplete, but it's just me singing gibberish. You know, where it's like no words, but there's a melody and it sounds like somebody's singing with inflections, but it's not, there's no, it's just fake. It's like scatting or something, you
yeah.
know, but it's, yeah, so it sounds complete, but it's no, there's no real words.
Like I write lyrics, but I have the heart. See, we're going to have to get together, Bob.
Yeah, there we go.
Because I'll come up with lyrics and I'll be like, well, I have no idea how to do that. So I've got all these lyrics.
Oh yeah. If anybody wants to have music created out of their poetry or something, should get a hold of me, because that part seems to come pretty, I mean, that's, I guess, what I've made my life into, right? Is I guess I don't know what the word is.
It's all right. You think in musical
dump
notes.
Out music. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. When I have heard you sing, you know, whatever you do, you've got a great voice.
Oh, thank you.
Bob is a real entertainer. If you have not had a chance to see Bob, you must see Bob. I feel the music when I watch you and listen to you.
Thank you. That's a great compliment. Thank you.
Good.
I love music. I mean, there's no other, I can't really say anything else about it than that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I love to do it, and you know, being to find that in life, what it is that you love, and then having the courage to chase it, and then being able to do it as your job and still live in this kind of places, you know, I'm pretty lucky, and it's because of everybody around here kind of making sure I don't die. So yeah. you know what I mean? I love it here. I love everybody. Right. You know?
It's really good when we watch out for
each
other.
Yeah, it's great. I'm glad that I'm at least have enough value to for that, and so I'm pretty grateful. A precious thing.
What are some of the best things for you performing live?
Oh yeah, that's where music really exists, you know. That's like people dancing, you know. I think that's like a part of playing music. If it's people aren't dancing, you're not really playing music. You know, watching people be affected by even people that would say that they don't know anything about music or not. You know, you can watch a toe tap or even just like smiling. And there's also like to be a performer, you have to have a certain desire for attention. So that's kind of all right too, you know? Kind of honest about I'm a middle child, you know? I need some attention. It's okay. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Exactly. You know? You get to shine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You just get it. You get your fix there, right, as they say, you know? So it's fun. You know, that's, to me, the performing is, if I had my way, it would be mostly just performing all the time, you know, and all over the place, and coming here, mm-hmm, and resting. That's the ideal.
That is the ideal.
Someday. Working toward at all times, right?
And many times, you know, somebody will, suddenly they're at the forefront. Everybody's like, whoa, he came out of nowhere. Or she came out of nowhere. No, actually.
Yeah.
They have been working for years and perfecting their artistry.
Yeah, just making their life ready to accept the opportunity,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Out of all of the things that you've written, this might be kind of difficult because you're a longtime performer. So I'm sure there's an endless amount of songs that if you put together.
Oh, wow. You know, to be totally honest with you, I know it's maybe cliche to say things like this, but I really don't like the stuff I make, you know, like, you know what I mean? It's, you're never satisfied, and I guess, you know, you have to just go through with making it as good as you can. If people could hear what I hear in my head, I think it would resonate with everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't have the capacity to grab it all. But a lot of stuff I play, you know, with Steve Jones in the Garden City Hockey Club. And Steve is a great and sensitive musician. Like, he can listen really well. And, like, him and I write a lot of instrumental music that I think is fun. You know, for me, personally, that stuff is fun. And then there's some stuff that I'm making at home that it probably will never be anything other than, but it's just like, it's like a doodling, musical doodling, you know, like a sketchbook or something.
Yeah.
And I just have all this stuff, like oceans of parts of snippets of songs that just make me kind of happy, but none of it has any cohesion, so I can't really use it for anything other than just sort of, it's like going to the gym for a weightlifter or something. You know, I'm just developing that. That's what I like. And then, you know, most of the music I created has been, you know, I've written some songs that had Mike Irish had listened to them, and we have the Uncle Pete's All-Star Barbecue Blues Band thing, and he would arrange horn parts, that kind of stuff I love. You know, and it's like more than, it's like what I wanted, but I didn't know how to do it, and then he did it, and it turned out, that's rewarding, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm really enjoying our time right now.
Good, me too.
Yeah, this is really interesting for me. You're such an artist.
Thank you.
I can't imagine life without music, and that right there, very precisely, put it together. Like, this is why you do what you do, and people come.
Yeah, that's beautiful, right? It's
yeah.
Like, it's like a, you know, like it's like a cyclone or something, or like a circle. It's, you know, it comes back to you, and it goes out, and it comes back. And the best scenarios, every time it makes one of those loops, it's a little more. You know, I don't know if you've ever performed or something where it was like, I mean, I perform a lot, right? So yeah. I can generalize a lot, But you know, you start and you don't kind of feel like it, maybe, or not even that, but it's just not easy. And then it, you know, something resonates. You can watch it happen, and then it's like, oh, that was fun. And then so you get a little more bold, and you get a little more open, and then it resonates more, and you can, and then they get more energetic. So you get, and then by the time you get done, you A, don't want to be done, and B, you don't want to go to bed or anything. You know, you're just, and those are, that's, you know, that's. Those are like, I guess what you'd call a good day at the office.
Our guest this week on Musical Notes is Bob Hiltunen. We'll be back in just a moment.